mentioned your son, obviously, and he beat the Bears in the Super Bowl in Miami, ironically against your team, and you're the only, or one of, or the first for sure, the first father-son to get there and win it. Yeah. So what an honor. In a league now where there are a lot of offspring in the league, okay, there are sons of fathers who are in this league. I can't imagine much being, in the words of, and using the words of, being prideful and proud of that, than that.
Well,
Aaron making it to the NFL.
Aaron is a great, not a kid anymore, he's 34 years old, but he's a great guy, has a great sense of people, and he's loved wherever he's gone, but that was something else. Even for him to make the NFL was a great achievement for him. And the funny thing about him, he goes to Indianapolis. They're in the playoffs. They're in the AFC Championship every year. You know, he thinks this is the way the NFL is. You know, you play your games, you go to the playoffs for 5 years. But it's very hard to make the playoffs, as we see right now. And it's even harder to go to the Super Bowl and to win it. It was tremendous. And it was a very tough thing for me because, you know, I'm a diehard Bear, grew up with the Bears, played for the Bears. But on that particular day, I had to pull for him because I knew how difficult it is to get to the Super Bowl.
Aaron went to U of I, right?
He went to University of Illinois.
So he didn't have the easy route into the NFL.
No, he walked on.
That would say similar to your, where you had struggles in teams and stuff, where he had to walk on and persevere. And, you know, what an opportunity.
So he's already been in New Mexico. He's been at Stanford, now Virginia Tech. So clearly he's on a path. And what is his ultimate goal?
Well, I think he's going to be looking eventually to get back into the NFL as an assistant coach. He's got some strong ties there. And I think he will. I mean, he's great. He's done an excellent job at Virginia Tech. Last year was his first year recruiting, and he was named top 10 ACC recruiter. And of course, if you load it up on receivers, and his guys have done tremendous at Virginia Tech this year. Freshman.
I remember Aaron. I was at the Stanford game standing on the sidelines, and I was watching him coach the kids, and I was watching the way they paid attention to him and how they respected him and his coaching. It was neat to see. But one day Aaron came to practice with Emory on a Saturday, and Jay picked him up and threw him in the hot tub.
Jay Hilgenberg.
And it was wintertime.
Yes. And so Aaron came out, and he was upset about it. We went out to practice, and Aaron took all of Jay's stuff in his locker and loaded it into the hot tub. So, you know, it's stories like that and things that I see Aaron as a 34-year-old man in coaching. You see him as a young kid, and you see the way he grew up. And, man, he grew up with respect and respecting the game, and now he's carrying it through.
That's fantastic. That is. That's a great story.
Well, those Saturday mornings, I mean, we'd bring our kids in on Saturday morning.
Otis Wilson had a son in
there, Walter, Peyton. You know, all those guys would come in, and they're all good friends today because of those days they spent at Hallis Hall.
Well, he was in kindergarten when you won the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, but believe me, they all knew. I came home, they all had a basket full of, you know, good luck and all that kind of stuff from his classmates. And, you know, he just, you know, from the beginning, he just knew he wanted to play football.